Some of you have unsaved school teachers that would be honored if you stop taking the posture that it's us and them, this dividing line, and somehow learn to get into that position to recognize and to see what God is working in them. Jesus is in his hometown. He's just come out of the wilderness where he had a confrontation with the devil, and he comes to his own city. And he announces to them this Isaiah 61 passage. How many of you remember this passage? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to bring release to captives. And he starts reading this to everyone in the synagogue. Now, I want you to picture this with me, because I think this is one of the most remarkable passages about Jesus's ministry. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, verse 18. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. I am looking for the day when the church will stand up and make this confession before the world. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us. It is not an arrogance. It is a confidence in grace. It is a confidence in his ability to surpass whatever weakness or frailty I may have and more than make up for my need. His grace, his presence, his power comes. So Jesus makes this announcement, and he says, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed and proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. Jump down to verse 21. He began to say this, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Verse 22 is a key verse for us. So all bore witness to him and marveled at his gracious words. Stop right there. All bore witness. Now, how many of you know what Nazareth was known for? Does anybody remember? They were known for unbelief. Nazareth was known for unbelief in the same way that Babylon is known for immorality. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe, personally, I believe that unbelief is the ultimate sin. Because the scripture says, without faith, you can't please God. There's something about faith that brings pleasure to the heart of God. And faith operates in the context of love, according to scripture. So here's this statement. Jesus reads in the synagogue, and we've got... Jesus was in the synagogue, and he reads this passage, and he's announcing to his hometown, his ministry starts now. And as he reads this, it says they all bore witness to him. Now, do you have any idea what that means? For 400 years, no one has heard God's voice. 400 years of silence. There's been no dreams. There's been no visions. Israel has been 400 years. Talk about a spiritual drought. 10 generations of bondage concerning hearing the word of the Lord, hearing the voice of the Lord. And Jesus sits there and he reads, for the first time in their life, they hear words that bring life. If you can imagine them sitting there, they're doing what they've done every week. Scripture is read. We sit here. We go through the routine. It's just what we're supposed to do. We're Jews. This is how we worship. So they sit there. Jesus gets up to read. He's just one of the guys in town. He reads, and he starts reading, and suddenly the Spirit of God is released into the atmosphere in this synagogue, and everybody starts to come alive. And in their spirit, man, they come alive, and they start realizing.